It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. It's the birthday of American popular writer and actress Jacqueline Suzanne, born in Philadelphia in 1918. Her first novel, Valley of the Dolls, published in 1966, is one of the best-selling books in publishing history. With her two subsequent novels, The Love Machine and Once Is Not Enough, she became the first author to have three consecutive number one novels on the New York Times bestseller list. Her father, Robert Suzanne, was a portrait painter, and her mother, Rose, was a public school teacher. As a child, Jacqueline was intelligent and imaginative, but she was easily bored and often inattentive. She decided to be an actress, despite the advice of a teacher who said Jackie should be a writer. She breaks all the rules, but somehow it works. In New York in 1937, she landed a small role in the Broadway company of The Women, the caustic comedy by Claire Booth, which had opened in December 1936 and would run for 657 performances. She subsequently appeared in other Broadway shows, most of which were unremarkable. Together with her friend, actress Beatrice Cole, she tried her hand at playwriting, but nothing much came of that either. She appeared on early TV beginning in the late 1940s, but usually found herself typecast. "I got cast as what I looked like," she said, "a glamorous divorcee who gets stabbed or strangled." In the early 60s, making the transition to writing, she considered doing a book about show business and drug use to be titled The Pink Dolls. In 1962, however, after encouragement from showman Billy Rose, she began to adapt her book material into letters that she had written about her beloved poodle, Josephine. Published in 1963, Every Night, Josephine sold 35,000 copies in hardcover and by 1973 had sold 1.7 million paperbacks. The affectionate account of the dog's hijinks earned positive reviews and appeared briefly on Time magazine's bestseller list, peaking at number 8. Valley of the Dolls spans 20 years in the lives of three young women who fall prey to the dolls, amphetamines and barbiturates, a euphemism which Suzanne herself coined. Although Publishers Weekly in an advance assessment called the novel powerful and sometimes fascinating, the book received largely negative reviews. Gloria Steinem panned it in the New York Herald Tribune, as did the reviewer for the New York Times. Time magazine called it the dirty book of the month and said it might more accurately be described as a highly effective sedative. Despite the poor reviews, the book was a commercial juggernaut. By the time of her death from cancer in 1974, it had entered the Guinness Book of World Records as the best-selling novel in publishing history, with more than 17 million copies sold. By 2016, it had sold more than 31 million copies. In 1967, the book was adapted into a film which made money despite scathing reviews, and even Suzanne herself reportedly hated what director Mark Robeson did with it. The reception of her other novels was much the same. Jacqueline Suzanne is acknowledged to be the first brand-name novelist, a story writer who sells in spite of an utter want of critical merit. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 20th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.